knew, I might not knew then what that is, brown liquid.
Well, it's real common. Just something, if you had a cut, you might put some of this on. It comes in
the middle. Oh,
iodine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, iodine. Iodine, you know, whatever you call it.
Yeah. What about a real bitter white powder that people used to take for colds?
Quinine. Quinine. Mm-hmm.
How did you take that?
Well, you put it in some water. I mean, put it in your mouth or something, and then take you some water and swallow it down real quick.
Does it come in capsules? Or?
Some of it got capsules. Well, it used to. Now they come in capsules, but way back then it didn't. This didn't come in powder. Mm. And you had to take it in the powder and put it over your mouth and pour it before you came back down your mouth so it won't get all over your mouth. And take your swallow water and swallow it down quick as you can. And that bitter, no Lord. Ooh. And you never get the bitter out of your mouth. It's bitter. But he's saying he's good, dude. Was then.
It works pretty well?
Sure did. It worked.
What all would you take it for?
Oh, you take it for headache. I mean, several different things you take it for. Cold.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Fresh, cool, you take it for that?
Say if a man was shot and didn't recover, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but still the person
was in bad shape.
Yeah.
What I said.
Mm. Or if he didn't live, then you'd say that he
was killed.
Or he, what?
He was shot and cut or something like that.
Uh-huh. Say, so if he was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
I don't know. Well, I guess I know.
You could say he... Say she's been living all alone ever since her husband...
died.
Any other words you might use instead of died?
Passed.
Okay.
He passed.
What about a way of saying that's not very nice? Can you think of what that might be?
Well, I don't know. But I do. I don't know. I don't think I do.
Do you ever hear kick
the bucket?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they lost. Oh, I hear all that. With songs who kicked the bucket today or last night or something like
that.
I don't think that's nice to say about nobody in the jar, but people use that word.
Yeah.
I don't think they mean no harm by when they say it, but they just be saying it.
Yeah. So he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
with. What he died with.
And the place where people are buried, what do you call that?
Cemetery.
Any other names?
Well, some people call it cemetery, some of them say graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that.
What did you call it when you were growing up?
Grave. When we were growing up.
Uh-huh.
We called it graveyard.
Uh-huh.
Now they call it cemetery, and that's what people call it, the cemetery.
What about a small place on someone's farm, maybe, that relatives are buried in?
Well, there's a place like that, yeah, but I don't know what you call it. It's called just where somebody buried, or a small, where they started the cemetery and didn't finish and just quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call it. It's they buried so-and-so over one or two in such a place and then moved it to another place and made a cemetery out of it. Just left them there.
Mm-hmm. What do they put the body in before they bury it?
In a coffin.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Casket.
What and then what about the box that...
Well, they call it a box. That's what I call it, it's a box.
Have you ever heard any other expression for that?
Well, maybe I have, but I can't remember. I guess I have, but I can't remember what it was.